the listening skill that strengthens every relationship. In a world where everyone is talking, few are truly listening. We're constantly bombarded with notifications, distractions, and our own internal dialogue. Yet the most profound connections in our lives, whether with partners, family members, friends, colleagues, or team members, are built on the foundation of one critical skill, empathic listening. Unlike passive hearing, which merely registers sounds, empathic listening is a deliberate, active process that transforms relationships at their core. It's not just about being silent while someone else speaks, it's about creating a sacred space where the other person feels truly understood, valued, and seen. Imagine a relationship where you feel completely heard, where your thoughts, feelings, and perspectives are acknowledged without judgment. Now consider how many of your current relationships actually provide this experience. The gap between these two realities reveals why so many connections remain superficial or deteriorate over time. Experts consistently identify listening skills as the fundamental building blocks for deepening relationships, yet most people have never been taught how to listen effectively. In this article, we'll explore empathic listening, the single most powerful listening skill that strengthens every relationship. You'll discover why it works on a neurological level, how to practice it authentically, and the transformative impact it can have across all areas of your life. Whether you're looking to revitalize a romantic partnership, strengthen family bonds, build trust with colleagues, or become a more influential leader, mastering this skill will fundamentally change how you connect with others. The science of connection: why empathic listening transforms relationships. When someone truly listens to us, something remarkable happens in our brain. Research in neuroscience reveals that feeling understood activates our brain's reward centers, releasing dopamine and oxytocin, the same neurochemicals associated with pleasure, trust, and bonding. This explains why being genuinely heard creates an almost immediate sense of connection and safety. Conversely, when we feel unheard or dismissed, our brain registers a social threat, triggering stress responses that can damage relationships over time. Empathic listening operates at this neurobiological level, creating what researchers call neural synchrony, a phenomenon where two people's brain activity actually begins to align. This synchronization forms the basis for deeper understanding and emotional attunement. In essence, when you listen empathically, you're not just hearing words, you're creating a biological bridge between yourself and the other person. Studies show that relationships with high-quality listening patterns demonstrate greater resilience, satisfaction, and longevity. Couples who practice empathic listening report more intimacy and fewer conflicts. Teams with leaders who listen empathically show higher engagement and innovation. Even casual friendships deepen when this skill is consistently applied. This is because empathic listening satisfies one of our most fundamental human needs: to be understood. When this need goes unmet, relationships inevitably suffer, regardless of how many other positive qualities they may possess. The listening barriers that damage relationships. Before we can master empathic listening, we must recognize the common barriers that prevent most people from listening effectively. These barriers exist in virtually all relationships and operate largely outside our awareness. Planning our response: rather than fully absorbing what someone is saying, we're mentally rehearsing what we'll say next. Filtering information: we selectively hear only what aligns with our existing beliefs or interests. Judging the speaker: we evaluate whether we agree or disagree before understanding the complete message. Identifying with our own experience: we redirect the conversation to our similar experiences instead of focusing on theirs. Offering premature solutions: we jump to problem-solving mode when the person merely needs to be heard. Environmental distractions: physical distractions like phones, screens, or noisy environments divide our attention. Emotional reactivity: our own triggered emotions can hijack our ability to stay present and receptive. These barriers don't just impede communication, they actively erode trust and intimacy over time. Many relationship experts identify poor listening as the silent relationship killer, slowly deteriorating connection even when other aspects of the relationship appear healthy. The most insidious aspect of these barriers is that we're rarely aware of them in the moment. We believe we're listening well when, in fact, we're engaged in what communication researchers call pseudo-listening, appearing attentive while our minds are elsewhere. This disconnect between our perception and reality creates a blind spot that can only be addressed through deliberate practice and awareness. Empathic listening, the core skill that changes everything. Empathic listening transcends conventional listening by focusing not just on content, but on the underlying emotional experience of the speaker. It involves listening with your entire being: ears, eyes, mind, and heart, to understand both what is being said and, crucially, what is being felt but perhaps not explicitly expressed. Unlike sympathy, feeling sorry for someone, or even basic active listening, techniques like paraphrasing, empathic listening requires temporarily stepping into the speaker's world to see reality through their eyes. This doesn't mean you must agree with their perspective, only that you are willing to fully understand it before responding. Research shows that empathic listening creates a psychological safety zone that allows for genuine vulnerability and honesty. When people feel this safety, they're more likely to share their authentic thoughts and feelings rather than censored versions of their experience. This transparency becomes the foundation for deeper trust and connection. What makes empathic listening particularly powerful is its ability to dissolve defensiveness. When someone feels genuinely understood, their need to protect, justify, or convince naturally diminishes. This opens the door to more productive dialogue and greater possibility for mutual understanding, even in contentious situations. The five elements of empathic listening. Empathic listening consists of five essential elements that work together to create a transformative listening experience. 1. Present moment awareness. Empathic listening begins with giving your full attention to the person speaking. This means temporarily setting aside your own concerns, opinions, and internal dialogue to create mental space for the other person's experience. It involves noticing when your mind wanders and gently bringing it back to the present interaction. Physical cues of present moment awareness include appropriate eye contact, an open posture, and the elimination of distractions like phones or screens. These nonverbal signals communicate that the speaker has your complete attention and is worthy of your focus. 2. Emotional attunement. Beyond hearing words, empathic listening involves tuning into the emotional undercurrent of the conversation. This requires sensitivity to tone, facial expressions, body language, and what remains unsaid. By observing these cues, you can detect the emotional texture beneath the content. Emotional attunement doesn't mean you need to match the other person's emotions, only that you recognize and acknowledge them. This awareness allows you to respond to both the facts and feelings present in the conversation. 3. Curiosity without judgment. Empathic listening maintains an attitude of genuine curiosity and openness. Rather than evaluating whether someone's experience is right, wrong, rational, or justified, you temporarily suspend judgment to understand their reality on its own terms. This element often involves asking thoughtful questions that help expand the conversation rather than narrow it. Questions like, "Can you tell me more about that?" or "How did that impact you?" invite deeper sharing without imposing your perspective. 4. Reflective understanding. To confirm your understanding and help the speaker feel heard, empathic listening includes thoughtful reflection of what you're hearing. This isn't mere parroting of words, but conveying the essence of both content and emotion. Reflective statements often begin with phrases like "it sounds like," or "I'm hearing that," followed by your understanding of their experience. This gives the speaker an opportunity to confirm or clarify, ensuring accurate understanding. 5. Supportive presence. The final element involves holding space for the speaker's experience without rushing to fix, advise, or redirect the conversation. This supportive presence communicates that their feelings are valid and acceptable, even when difficult or uncomfortable. Sometimes the most powerful response is silence, allowing a moment to breathe after someone has shared something significant. This pause honors their vulnerability and gives the conversation room to deepen naturally. Empathic listening in personal relationships. In intimate relationships, empathic listening creates the emotional safety necessary for authentic connection. When partners feel truly heard and understood, they're more likely to express their needs directly rather than through criticism, defensiveness, or withdrawal patterns that relationship researcher John Gottman identifies as predictors of relationship failure. Consider a common scenario: your partner comes home frustrated after a difficult day at work. A typical response might be offering solutions, "Why don't you talk to your boss?" or minimizing their experience, "At least you have a job." While well-intentioned, these responses often leave the person feeling unheard and invalidated. Empathic listening transforms this interaction. Instead of jumping to solutions, you might say, "That sounds really frustrating. It seems like you felt undermined in that meeting. Tell me more about what happened." This response creates space for your partner to process their experience while feeling supported rather than fixed or judged. The same principle applies to parent-child relationships. When children feel empathically heard, they develop greater emotional intelligence and self-regulation skills. Rather than dismissing a child's upset over a seemingly small matter, "It's just a toy, don't cry," empathic listening acknowledges their emotional reality: "You're really disappointed about that broken toy. It was special to you." This validation doesn't mean you agree with every feeling or will give in to every request, only that you recognize the legitimacy of their emotional experience before moving to problem-solving or boundaries. Empathic listening in professional relationships. In professional contexts, empathic listening builds trust that enhances collaboration, innovation, and conflict resolution. The distinction between leaders who command respect versus those who merely hold authority often comes down to their listening skills. When team members feel genuinely heard, they're more likely to share concerns early, offer creative solutions, and invest discretionary effort. Conversely, environments where people don't feel heard typically experience higher turnover, lower engagement, and reduced information flow, all factors that impact bottom-line results. Empathic listening is particularly crucial during times of change or conflict. When organizations navigate transitions, the natural human response is uncertainty and resistance. Leaders who respond with empathic listening rather than simply pushing harder for compliance create psychological safety that helps teams adapt more effectively. This approach doesn't replace clear direction or accountability, it enhances it. By first understanding concerns through thoughtful questions and reflective listening, leaders gain insights that inform better decisions while simultaneously building buy-in. How leaders transform teams through empathic listening. Leaders who master empathic listening create a ripple effect that transforms their entire team culture. When leaders model this skill consistently, team members begin listening more effectively to each other, creating a feedback loop of improved communication and trust. This leadership approach differs fundamentally from command and control models. Rather than assuming they have all the answers, empathic leaders recognize that valuable insights exist throughout their organization. By listening deeply to diverse perspectives, they access collective intelligence that leads to better solutions. Consider how this plays out in team meetings. Traditional meetings often feature dominant voices while quieter team members remain silent. Leaders practicing empathic listening actively draw out underrepresented perspectives with questions like, "Sarah, we haven't heard your thoughts on this yet. What's your perspective?" They also validate contributions before moving to evaluation, ensuring all ideas receive fair consideration. This inclusive approach builds tremendous loyalty while accessing the full creative capacity of the team. Research consistently shows that diverse teams outperform homogeneous ones, but only when psychological safety exists for all members to contribute authentically. Practical exercises to develop empathic listening skills. Like any skill, empathic listening improves with deliberate practice. These exercises can help you develop this capability in everyday interactions. The 3-minute exercise. Set a timer for 3 minutes and give someone your complete, undivided attention while they speak about something meaningful to them. During this time, your only job is to listen, no interrupting, advice giving, or sharing your own experience. Notice how challenging this seemingly simple exercise can be, and how it becomes easier with practice. The emotion naming practice. During conversations, practice silently identifying the emotions you detect beneath the speaker's words. Is there frustration, worry, excitement, pride? This heightens your emotional attunement without requiring you to comment on every feeling you notice. The paraphrase pause. Before responding with your own thoughts, make it a habit to first paraphrase what you've heard, "So what I'm understanding is." This ensures you've accurately received their message and gives them a chance to clarify if needed. The curiosity challenge. When you find yourself disagreeing strongly with someone, challenge yourself to ask 3 curious questions before expressing your viewpoint. This helps you understand their perspective more fully before responding. The technology timeout. Designate specific periods, meals, meetings, or conversations, as device-free zones. The absence of these distractions dramatically increases your capacity for present-moment awareness, the foundation of empathic listening. Overcoming common challenges to empathic listening. Even with the best intentions, several challenges can derail our empathic listening efforts. Emotional triggers. When conversations touch on sensitive topics, our own emotional reactions can overwhelm our listening capacity. The key is recognizing when you've been triggered and taking a brief pause to regulate your response before continuing the conversation. Time pressure. In our fast-paced world, the perception of insufficient time often leads to curtailed listening. Yet paradoxically, empathic listening often saves time by preventing misunderstandings, repeated conversations, and relationship repair work. The urge to fix. For many people, especially those in helping professions or leadership roles, the impulse to solve problems is deeply ingrained. Learning to differentiate when someone needs solutions versus when they simply need understanding is essential for effective empathic listening. Attention fatigue. Empathic listening requires mental energy that can deplete over time. Building regular restoration periods into your day, brief mindfulness practices, physical movement, or nature exposure helps maintain your capacity for sustained attention. From skill to way of being, integrating empathic listening into your life. Communication experts emphasize that truly transformative listening isn't just a technique you employ in certain situations, it becomes a way of relating to others consistently. This shift from doing empathic listening to being an empathic listener represents the deepest level of mastery. At this level, empathic listening infuses all your relationships, creating a feedback loop of deeper connection. As others experience being truly heard, they naturally reciprocate, creating interactions characterized by mutual understanding rather than parallel monologues. This doesn't mean you'll listen perfectly in every situation. Even communication experts have challenging moments. The difference is in how quickly you notice when you've moved away from empathic listening and how skillfully you return to it. The consistent practice of empathic listening gradually reshapes your perception of others. You begin to recognize that beneath every complaint is an unmet need, behind every disagreement is a valid perspective, and within every difficult person is a human seeking connection. This expanded awareness transforms not just how you listen, but how you experience relationships entirely. Conclusion. In a world where advanced technology connects us instantly yet true connection remains elusive, empathic listening stands as perhaps the most revolutionary skill we can develop. It costs nothing, requires no special equipment, and is available to everyone, yet its impact on relationships is profound. Whether you're working to strengthen a marriage, improve team dynamics, or simply deepen your everyday interactions, empathic listening creates the foundation for meaningful connection. It transforms conflicts into opportunities for understanding, surface-level conversations into moments of genuine intimacy, and ordinary relationships into extraordinary ones. The journey to mastering empathic listening is ongoing. Like any worthwhile skill, it deepens with continued practice and intention. The reward is a life rich in authentic connection where you not only hear others more clearly but are truly heard yourself. As you move forward from reading this article, consider this invitation: in your very next conversation, experiment with one element of empathic listening. Notice the quality of connection that emerges when you listen not just with your ears, but with your full presence, curiosity, and heart. This simple shift may be the beginning of a relationship revolution in your life, one conversation at a time.